This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will undertake a two-day visit to Kuwait tomorrow at the invitation of Emir of Kuwait, Sheikh Mishal Al Ahmad Al Jaber Al Sabah. During the visit, the Prime Minister will hold discussions with the leadership of Kuwait. The Prime Minister will also interact with the Indian community in Kuwait. Addressing media in New Delhi this evening, MEA Secretary Arun Kumar Chatterjee said this will be the first visit of an Indian Prime Minister to Kuwait in 43 years. He said India and Kuwait share an age-old bond characterized by historical ties, robust economic exchanges, and vibrant cultural connections. The Prime Minister recently met the Crown Prince of Kuwait on the sidelines of the UNGA session in September this year. The winter session of Parliament came to an end today as both Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha adjourned sine die. In the Lok Sabha, when the House met this morning, opposition members started sloganeering over Union Home Minister Amit Shah's statement on Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. Amid ruckus, Speaker Om Birla urged the MPs to strictly follow the rules and desist from protesting at any gate of Parliament. He also warned them of action in case of any deviation. Amid the din, two bills related to One Nation, One Election have been referred to the Joint Committee of Parliament. The committee will submit its report to the House by the first day of the last week of the next Parliament session. Later, Speaker Om Birla adjourned the House sine die. The Rajya Sabha also witnessed uproarious scenes following slogans and counter-slogans between Treasury and opposition benches in the morning. Amid the din, Chairman Jagdeep Dhankar adjourned the House till 12 noon. Later, Mr. Dhankar adjourned the upper house sine die. Meanwhile, the Lok Sabha has registered over 54% productivity and the Rajya Sabha 40% during the winter session of Parliament. Briefing media after the conclusion of the session in New Delhi, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the productivity of the two houses was low and everyone should think about it. The minister also condemned yesterday's incident in Parliament House in which two BJP MPs were injured. Union Home Minister Amit Shah joined the Sashastra Seema Bal SSB 61st Raising Day program today as chief guest at Rani Danga of Siliguri in West Bengal. He paid tribute to the martyrs and then took the salute. The Director General of the SSB, Amrit Mohan Prasad, was also present in the program. The Home Minister gave away bravery awards to the SSB personnel and also virtually inaugurated the newly built housing complex at the integrated checkpost of Petropol. The External Affairs Ministry today said India and China have reaffirmed their commitment to explore a fair, reasonable and mutually acceptable framework for the settlement of the boundary question in accordance with the political parameters and guiding principles agreed in 2005. Briefing media in New Delhi this afternoon, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said special representatives of India and China met on the 18th of this month. He said apart from discussing the framework for settlement of the boundary question, the special representatives also reviewed issues of peaceful border management comprehensively. In Rajasthan, the death toll has increased to 8 and over 30 are injured in the gas tanker fire incident that took place this morning in the Bhankrota area of Jaipur. The incident happened around 6 a.m. when two gas tankers collided near the ring road on Ajmer Highway, after which a fire broke out. A total of 40 vehicles were destroyed in the accident, including 29 trucks and two sleeper buses. A high-level committee has been constituted to investigate the incident. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today spoke to Chief Minister of Rajasthan, Bhajan Lal Sharma, and offered the centres all possible support. President Draupadi Murmu has said the time is now ripe for the launch of a new phase of self-reliance by manufacturing technologically advanced equipment within India. The President asked the armed services to contribute towards achieving self-reliance and realizing the vision of Atmanirbhar Bharat. President Murmu was speaking after awarding the President's colours to the prestigious College of Defence Management in Secunderabad at a ceremonial event in Telangana today. And with that, we end this news bulletin.